Hi, everybody. We're back again with another episode of Red, White, and Brown from Daisy's Doll Lab in our podcast today. Antara and me are going to talk about. There's only one movie that released last week. Actually, it did not release last week. It released a week before. It released in theaters much a long time ago, maybe sometime in October or maybe sometime before that. But it did not come to theaters in America. So we missed watching it in theaters, and now it is streaming on Netflix, so we were able to watch it. But this movie is called Sukhi, and it's a story of a woman called Sukhpreet Kalra, who, as they show, is a devoted middle-class Punjabi housewife, and she's facing an existential crisis in her life. And the reason why she's facing this crisis is because she's behaving like somebody that she's absolutely not. She's completely been burdened by her marriage, a lack of respect for her in her marriage, taking care of her daughter, who's actually, reminds me of the daughter in English for English quite a
Yeah,
lot.
this was very like, it was kind of derivative of the
Yeah,
same
it was kind of
movie, except
derivative of
like,
English. But in
a
English,
little
because
diluted.
the woman wasn't educated. Here, this woman is upper class. She's educated. She gives up everything for the love of this guy and marries him right out of college by running away from home. But she's a wild child. She's somebody who is not afraid. She's somebody who rides horses. She's good at so many things. She rides a motorbike. So she's this mega super duper wild child, and then she gets married into this small town in Punjab, and she becomes a housewife. And then the husband, with the daily things, the husband loses respect for her, and she's relegated to be somebody else. But now what happens is there is a school reunion invitation, and she
And
wants to
she
go there.
goes back to Delhi for that.
Exactly. And when she lands there, so she her whole she keeps comparing herself to what she was and what she's become as a woman. And basically she's been relegated to a life where her sole purpose is to serve others and fulfill her duties as mother and wife. She does not have an identity of her own.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a very it stayed clear of those passions in a very amazing way. So I actually liked the movie because it was about friends who can
Yeah,
stay.
it was a light watch is what I would say. I absolutely loved how gorgeous Shilpa Shetty looked
Oh my
in the
God,
white wedding.
she's
I was literally
45
watching
or
it with
what?
my friends and I was pointing it out like, dude, this is her from Bazigar. I went back and showed them like Kitabe Bahut Si, like wo exactly, she looks exactly the same. Koi
My
change nahi.
God,
She has the
the
same
woman is
jean
what,
jacket.
48, 49? I don't.
48, we checked.
My God,
She
she looks
looks, she
not
looked,
maybe, yeah, she's not
huh.
a day beyond 25. She looks amazing. And of course, this movie's not only about her life, but how she's got this pack of really good friends who actually are non-judgmental about each other. And they carry each other through life, and I loved it. The best scene for me was when they decide, okay, we're doing these 20 eateries in a day. So they do this entire like pub hopping. They do eatery hopping in Delhi. So they start from Parathe Wali Gully, and they go all over Kishore Kachori and all those places. They go everywhere, and then end of it, they all get diarrhea.
This is something like, that is something on my bucket list because I was like, ये तो मुझे भी करना है यार, like मेरे फ्रेंड्स के साथ आई वांट टू गो एंड जस्ट गो लाइक फूड हॉपिंग.
Yeah, so during this entire process, what she realizes, she feels guilty about leaving her daughter, but then she also realizes that she's put everybody else's needs before her own for a very long time, and that hasn't earned her any respect. Because once she finishes the reunion and she's ready to go back at the railway station, her husband calls her and says something very nasty to her. And she realizes she's absolutely not valued, and basically women are taught to be self-sacrificing, to be the ideal bahu or the beti or, you know, whatever. But she decides to take a break from the shackles of domestic life. She's like, F you all, I'm not coming back till I don't feel okay. I don't feel the need to.
That was actually so, like,
powerful.
You know, I love that part of it. This is what was like differently done from English Wenglish, because in English Wenglish, like, you know, they show up to the wedding, which is the plot.
But she,
and then
in
they
English
see,
Wenglish, she's still
but she never
looking
actually
for.
stands up. Like, you see, they never show, they show that silently, like, you know, she gets up and gives this amazing speech. But she never actually stands up to the disrespect that the daughter and the husband show.
She never claims her respect. She never claims her... And she never... She actually looks for validation in other people.
Yeah.
Over
that
here,
is...
she does not look for validation in other people.
Huh.
She goes back on her terms.
English seekhne se uska wo aa gaya. Like, you know, what if usne nahi seekha? What if usne nahi seekha?
Wo phir bhi validation mang rahi apni beti se ya apne husband se. Which is like, kyun ma'am? Why do they need to validate you in the first place?
Huh.
So that was the problem with that movie, I felt. But but over here, Sukhi, you know, she thinks of other people's lives, her own friends, and she thinks that they're living better lives than her, whereas she was a brat of the pack, you know. So you know, and this entire connotation, what her husband says to her, you're leaving me when my father's just died. You're just leaving me. Who's going to take care of the house? Who's going to take care of stuff? I've got to work. I put the money on the table. What do? You do nothing. You're a housewife. So that entire thing, you do nothing, that hits her. And she's like, F you all, I'm going. So, you know, the school reunion is amazing. It's hilarious because everybody's, you know, very unhappy. Except Amit Saad turns up. And he's somebody who's had a crush on Sukhi for a very long time. And, you know, he tries to date her.
I always get torn in these movies, you know.
I swear, I wanted Amit Saad to win till the very end. I wanted Sukhi to say crap you to the husband and, you know, walk off with him. I wish that was a story. That didn't happen. But yeah, Sukhi's friends are played by Kusha Kapila, Dilnaz Rani, Pavleen Bujral, and they were amazing. I mean, as a pack, the chemistry between the four of them was just super duper. But I thought the love track with Amit Saad was a bit weak because it doesn't take off. She doesn't give in to him, right? She acknowledges him, but she doesn't give in to him. And that kind of wasn't the chemistry he was looking for. So Shilpa Shetty, oh God, she's amazing. I can't stop telling you how good she looks. And she's perfect for the
She's really good. And usko dekh ke koi bolega ki aisi lady ko koi taken for granted le sakta. But she did that housewife part also very well. When I was watching the movie, I remember Shilpa Shetty jab Nach Baliye sex judge kar rahi thi, so there was Sajid Khan bhi co-judge tha, aur aise Terence Lewis aur Kareena Kapoor had come for one of the episodes, so they were chatting and then Terence was like, "Kya baatein kar rahe hain aap log?" Ya host ne pucha tha, Shahid Karan bhai was like, "Kya baatein ho rahi udhar?" So Sajid Khan says like, "RRGT." तो बोलते वो क्या होता है, तो बोलते रिडिकुलसली रिच ग्रीनी टॉक्स. क्या तुम्हारे बेडरूम में पूल नहीं? क्योंकि दे आर बोथ लाइक दे बोथ मैरिड इनटू सुपर रिच पीपल. दे बोथ गॉट
मैरिड इनटू सुपर रिच पीपल.
अरे करीना कपूर गॉट मैरिड टू पतौड़ इनटू पतौड़ी एंड शी गॉट मैरिड लाइक कुंद्रा इज अ मिलियनेयर.
Yeah, but Kundra is not a millionaire. Is he still a millionaire? I thought he was.
I don't know. I think he still is, by the way. He still is. Like, yeah, he got charged and all that, but paisa nahi gaya uska.
Nice.
So, hai, whatever. But back then, he was
Isn't he the guy who wears masks all over the place? He has, like, he must have a million masks at home. Seriously?
Wo to abhi recent ho na. But back then, like, you know, Shilpa Shetty and both of them, like, they were like, and Sajid was like, हाँ हाँ ये लोग यही बात कर रहे हैं कि मेरे घर में मेरे बेडरूम में स्विमिंग पूल है, मेरे ये है, मेरे इसमें ऐसा है, मेरा चांदी का बर्तन.
But you know the good, but you know what I was amazed at how Shilpa Shetty did not get cancelled because of her husband.
Yeah, actually,
how?
That,
How?
She kept herself safe, na. You know, she always, she never did like public appearances with him or whatever. She has her own. She, matlab, she was never like the top star or top actress. But what she has done is she has carved a niche for herself in Bollywood is that she does like these yoga videos and fitness videos. So she has like, you know, she became that fitness personality. So, and she never went into this business. Ek bar gayi thi, I think wo Rajasthan Royals wale mein, again like with Kundra. And kuch kuch usme problem hui thi. And I think after that she just like, man, this is not, business is not my jam. I'm going to do the fitness stuff. So she does that, and I think she's kept herself safe with
Well,
that. Karta hai uska
anyway.
pata, ho sakta hai, I don't know kya scene hai, but
No, but
whatever
she
it is.
kept herself very safe. Anybody else would have gotten cancelled just by association if she did not
Yeah,
do
but
it.
I think even back then when all this came out, Shilpa actually, it was shown that she actually walked out of the house or whatever. So, matlab, you know, she never came out to support her husband. So that she never did that. Like if he gets caught, he gets caught. She doesn't come out to say ki nahi
मेरा
nahi ये
पति
समस्या है. हाँ,
देवता है.
मेरा पति देवता है, ये सब करने नहीं आती.
Well, this movie is called Sukhi and it is streaming on Netflix, so we highly recommend it. Although
It's a really good,
feel
like, you know,
good movie.
feel good movie. You can watch it during dinner.
You can. And we are done for this week, by the way. So if you have any comments, you have reviews, please go ahead and write to us, comment on our videos, comment on our podcast. This is a podcast run by fans. And we'd love to get your opinion. We always look for opinion of other fans to include in what we say and do. So look forward to seeing you next week. With that, it's Erantra saying bye.
Bye.